The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
EU leaders and indeed the US have been discussing the health of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is on hunger strike, and he has been brought to hospital now from prison. The Russian government said yesterday his condition was satisfactory, which is hardly a statement that would really fill you with confidence. Luke Harding is the Guardian journalist. He's the best-selling author of Shadow State and is following this story. How can we be assured that he is in any way reasonable in hospital, Luke, when the information is coming from the authorities who jailed him?
Well, we can't, and I think we have to be very sceptical about their rather kind of breezy updates that his condition is satisfactory. I mean, what we know as fact is that he's been on hunger strike for 3 weeks now, that his wife, Yulia, who saw him at the end of last week, says he's lost weight dramatically. His lawyer, who saw him yesterday, says that his condition is bad. And bear in mind also, this is a man who not so long ago, last summer, was poisoned with Novichok. So his health is pretty fragile anyway. So I think it's grim times. There are big protests planned tomorrow in Moscow and other Russian cities demanding his release. But I do not see Vladimir Putin relenting. I think he feels that Navalny has personally humiliated him and that he now deserves to suffer.
We are somewhat bemused and confused as to the level of support that Navalny might have, because if you look at the official polls, he's not particularly popular. But then again, you have to look at where those polls are coming from. Would there be widespread support for protests, given that protests in Russia have to be, by law, extremely limited?
Well, I mean, when he flew back very bravely from Berlin to Moscow in January, there were huge protests, really the biggest we've seen for a decade in Russia, in more than 100 towns and cities. And they were sort of brutally suppressed. More than 10,000 people were arrested. Riot police, you know, clobbered students and young people over the head. And the problem is there's a sort of price to pay. I mean, it's very hard to calculate how popular he is, because demonstrating support can have all sorts of kind of dire personal consequences for you if you do it. And it seems pretty clear that the Kremlin is determined to break up Navalny's anti-corruption foundation. So there will be protests tomorrow, but I'm not sure actually they will persuade anyone in power in Moscow to do anything which might help Navalny's case.
Traditionally, somebody dying in prison for a political crime then becomes a martyr and is probably more dangerous to the people that they were opposed to than they would have been had they been left alive. The death of Navalny, and not that you wish to speak of someone's death when they are still alive, I mean, is Putin and are his allies conscious of the value of keeping him on God's earth?
I don't want to be too depressing here, but I think probably you have to bear in mind that our best understanding is that Putin gave an order to the FSB, his domestic spy agency, to poison Navalny, sort of signed off on this plan last summer. So I think they do intend to kill him. I really genuinely believe that. And I know Navalny. I met him when I was in Moscow for The Guardian. He's an impressive, brilliant, brave, charismatic figure. And the problem is that, you know, if he were to die, there is no one who immediately could replace him from the Russian opposition. A lot of people have gone into exile, or they've been murdered already. Having said all that, I sort of think that even though Putin has this really remorseless sort of police state apparatus, that discontent will kind of bubble up in other ways, that people will find other causes, other things to protest about. And Navalny will, if he does die, we'll have the status of, if you remember Steve Biko in South Africa, who fought against the apartheid regime. Ultimately, he was murdered, but in a way, his kind of ideas prevailed and the regime collapsed. But we have to see. I think the next couple of weeks will be key.
Yeah, we'll have to keep a very close eye on it. By the way, does the Russian media report this in a way that we would consider it to be reported accurately in the West. I know that I saw a video of an interview. Navalny was being interviewed off camera by a rather aggressive journalist. How is Russian media reporting all of this?
Well, I mean, that's a really good question. And for a long time, Russian media, which is absolutely under the Kremlin's thumb, I mean, certainly TV, ignored Navalny. And Vladimir Putin refused to say his name. He would call him that gentleman or the patient in Berlin. And it got to a point where Navalny released this video about Putin's palace, which has now been seen by 116 million people, where it was impossible not to talk about him. And so state TV kind of flipped and ran various smear pieces saying that he was a CIA agent and a kind of stooge of the West and a kind of malcontent and so on. I mean, that continues. But, you imagine that if he does die, then it'll be the kind of, last item on the news bulletin saying, regretfully, he died of natural causes. Now moving on. So it's totally different. And a lot of Russians don't actually know what's going on, that he's on hunger strike and that he's really seriously ill.
Okay, we'll leave it for there. Luke Harding, Guardian journalist and observer of things Russian. Thank you very much for joining us with that update on Alexei Navalny.